The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday morning. We're live in the studio downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. It's a beautiful day to get out on your back deck and fire up that grill, create a little cold weather grill envy. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Welcome back, everybody. And thanks a lot to Matt Troutman from Blue Point Brewing Company from Long Island. Matt, real nice of you to come up here. You drove all the way from Plymouth this morning.
Yeah.
And pretty good.
My pleasure.
Pretty good poke. Yeah, appreciate you putting in the effort, and hopefully with the sun coming out, the freeway will be a little drier on the way back for you, so you don't...
Oh, it's all good. And what kind of a beer guy would I be without leaving you guys with some cool swag, some hats, some shirts, some tackers, stuff like
that. Yeah, and some billy clubs. You brought billy clubs. That's cool. It's a different little handout. I haven't seen one of those in a while. Well, you know, about any one of these beers that go with smoked food, in my opinion, because... I like smoking a lot, and I like beer a lot. So I haven't really found one that doesn't go with it. I'm not quite the beer snob that some people are. I don't necessarily try and pair all the time. Sometimes I do, but for the most part, it's kind of like, what do I feel like right now?
Sure.
And that's cool, too. But a lot of times, when you smoke food for some people, they're kind of not all about that. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. Some of the reasons could be, number one, either you smoke a lot of your food and they just get sick of it. Number two, it could be maybe you're over-smoking your food.
I think that's it. I really do. I think that's the one. Is a little. It's kind of like perfume. A little goes a long way. You take a bath in it, it's way overpowering.
But, you know, it tends to be sort of the fairer sex that has a problem with the smoked foods.
Well, at least
when
in our sphere, yeah.
Yeah, where I travel, that's a very common complaint. I do it more, but my wife doesn't like it. Well, you can back your smoke down on your smoker if it's a good smoker and you're not a stick burner. In other words, if you're not a stick burner, somebody that smokes with pure wood, they're not using charcoal. The stick burners, you're going to have a heavy smoke ring, and that's the effect they're trying for. But if you have charcoal, if you have something like the Good Ones Pure Lump Charcoal that's just as clean and pure as you can get, just don't throw any flavor wood on it and don't add the extra smoke, but still, you know, or maybe put their portion on after the heavy smoke is done, like the first hour.
Right, because
stage it.
Once meat gets to 140 degrees, it won't accept smoke anymore. And so if you put their portion of the meat on after or close to that temperature that the existing meat's on there, you're not going to get that smoke flavor. But just a little tip that you want to be aware of, because so many times, you know, you don't want to have people over and serve them something that they're just trying to be nice, but at the end of the night, they really don't like it. So if you're planning a party for people that you don't know, maybe you want to put some meat on that isn't so heavily smoked. I guarantee there'll be some guys that come over that really like it, but there'll also be some that don't.
Okay, yeah, and I'll tell you what, when you do ribs, you always have to smoke.
Right. So coming up in the next hour, we've got a lot of exciting things going on. We got our friend Max Folda from South Carolina going to break down some South Carolina barbecue for us. Coach Bob Daniels, that number one Ferris hockey team up there, the coach is going to be on with us in this next hour. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.